She may be late, but she still hustled. Okay, recording in progress. I just heard that. All right, Desiree, you want to take the roll? Or do we need a roll? Yeah, we do.
We do need a roll, but do you want to start with the pledge?
That's a good idea. Thank you. So I'll go ahead and lead it while we all stand. If you could put up, there we go. All right. Let's renew our pledge to the most visible sign of freedom in the world. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you, colleagues. Please be seated. Okay. Oh, Meredith, you were supposed to be the pledge. I just saw that on there. You skated. I'm getting you next time. Okay, public comments. Do we have any? Oh, no, roll call. I'm sorry, Desiree, roll call.
No worries. Elaine Genoway. Jean Hernandez.
Here.
Meredith Chalemi.
Here.
Carolyn Inman.
Here.
Evelyn Velez.
Here.
Barbara Slow. And Sandy Stang.
Here.
And we do have quorum chair.
Thank you. Evelyn will be muted unless we specifically call her because she's got some background noise going on. She's having a party somewhere and not a good time. So, any public comments? Do we have any public comments or any public on the call?
We did not receive any requests in advance, and there are no members of the public present this morning.
Okay, thank you. That takes us on to you, Office on Aging Updates. Desiree.
I don't have updates, and it doesn't look like Pauline or Claudia are joining us this morning.
Pauline is on right now, and Barbara Sloat just joined us also.
Okay, perfect. So we'll wait.
You're going to punt to Pauline. Pauline, any updates for to you now on Office on Aging Updates? Pauline, can you hear us? I see your name, and you're not muted. You may want to go out and come back in, Pauline. We can't hear you or see you.
Chair, if you want to move on to the next item, and then if she gets that corrected, we can come back to her.
We will do that. Thank you. Chair's report. I know some of you have hard deadlines, so we will try to hustle us through this. We don't have a whole lot. New business. I'm putting together a supervisor schedule that Meredith and I and Pauline will be meeting with. We're going to start with the county supervisor chair, Don Wagner. As luck would have it, my council colleague is his chief of staff, so I put the word to her if he could set it up. He's pretty busy right now, but she is working on that. So I will let you and Pauline, Meredith, know as soon as I get some potential dates. We'll make it convenient for all of us. Old business, we have the bylaws committee has been formed, and I don't know if they've met yet, but Meredith's on top of that, and we should be making headway there. Again, that's going to be a slow and arduous process, but we will get there. Okay, yes, I see that Pauline is going to log back in. Good, I think that's the right answer. So let's see what else. Anything else new I'm missing, Meredith?
I don't believe so.
Pretty quick. Okay. As far as chair's comments, you guys are all doing a fabulous job. I think our last meeting was excellent. I think we had good participation, good comments, good input, and a good speaker. And I think the location is going to work well for us. And once we got the room a little warmer, it worked out well. And I like cold, but that was really cold.
So, I thought it was also very kind of them to offer us refreshments.
You know what? That really was nice. They do that for, they're bending over backwards. So
yeah,
I think the location is very convenient for us. So just remember though, that our committee meetings will be meeting now at the old location,
right.
I should say new, since I think they refurbished it at the county facility there on Grand.
This is our last online meeting.
Yes, that's a shame because it's raining, it's cold. This is a beautiful way to have a meeting. So,
agreed.
Okay, let's see. Let's move on to standing committees. Vice Chair Meredith, any standing committee updates?
No, I don't think so. I know that Wellbeing Reimagined is going to be meeting pretty soon. I suggested that they focus in on senior nutrition after our next presentation, because I'm sure we're going to learn a lot from our meal providers at our general SCAC meeting. And then hopefully they can dig into more of the gaps in services. I've heard that there's not enough volunteers for Meals on Wheels. So they're going to be working on that. I don't have any other updates.
Okay. Let's go to your chairs, your committee chairs. Barbara, have you got anything for us? I hope that tastes good.
She's not a committee chair anymore.
Oh, that's right. You're not. I'm sorry.
Yes, it does taste good.
Let's go with Sandy Stang. Sandy?
I'm not a committee chair either anymore. It's Crystal.
You know what?
Sorry.
You're right. Why am I thinking they're all on
Crystal
board?
Crystal had a good meeting. They've had a good meeting on transportation. And I know that she's working on setting up her next meetings, I think, about safety with the sheriff.
I attended that meeting and it was excellent. In fact, that transportation presentation by OCTA, I thought was so impressive that I'm having Ms. Jacobs give that presentation to my council.
Great.
At a city council meeting, I would suggest to all of you try to get that on board. There's some good information for senior transportation options that I wasn't even aware of. So,
Chair?
Yes, please, Meredith.
Okay, Pauline's still having problems. Would it be good for me to call her on her cell phone and we can see if we can hear her through my cell phone, give her a report?
Yeah, let's do that. She was, she said she can't hear us. She just can't speak with us.
And well, welcome, she can hear us.
I'm sorry?
She can hear us.
Yeah, she can hear us. She just can't talk.
So let me try to, I'm going to try to call you, Pauline.
And Jean, while she's trying to do that, I wanted to concur that I thought the meeting with the Housing and Transportation OCTA was excellent. And I'm going to see if we can get some of those presentations at our senior center, because I think there's a lot of information that I didn't know about, and I'm on the OCTA special needs committee. So if I don't know some of this stuff, you know, the average person on the street doesn't know it.
That's why we're lifelong learners, Sandy. There's so much out there that we get educated every day. And that was particularly good.
It was.
She made herself available to us. So
Anyone
that wants to have her speak with your group or your senior center, she's available.
Yep.
So okay, Meredith, any word yet?
She is trying to re-log back on. She would prefer not to do it through the cell phone. I guess that the Office on Aging has Teams problems, and now it seems to be going over to Zoom.
All right. Little gremlins here and there.
Yep.
Senior Center liaison. Evelyn, anything to give us an update on?
No, I don't, but I have a question about the next annual conference where we get together and we talk about our priorities for the year.
Yes.
When is that going to be? I'm sorry I missed last month's meeting, but when is that going to be?
Carolyn, do you have that date? I don't have it in front of me. I'm horrible on dates. How about Meredith? You recall when it was?
I haven't seen in writing when it is.
Desiree, do you have that down on the calendar somewhere? If not, we'll have to get back to you, Evelyn.
Okay, because I have a couple of things that came up in a recent meeting that I wanted to bring forward to SCAC for future discussion.
Maybe you could share that with us at our next meeting. Or is that
okay? That would be great. No, that's fine. And the other thing I wanted to I kind of have a brief discussion about. Can you guys hear me? Are you hearing all this noise behind me?
No, we can hear you. That's fine.
Okay. About the liaison. So the list that I got from Carolyn looks like it was last updated in July. So I'll talk to Desiree and get the new names and reshuffle whatever needs to be done. But I wanted to ask you how you thought, if anybody has any ideas on how we can facilitate communication between the senior centers and the liaisons.
Yeah, we've had a lot of discussion and experience on that in the past. And we know it doesn't necessarily work. It's just a phone call asking them, how's everything going? Because you go fine and that's it. Really what it's going to take, Evelyn, if you get a group together, so it doesn't necessarily be you, but if someone is attending that senior center, that they go there and physically observe, maybe audit, sit in, how are things going? It's got to be in depth. And you're going to have to take some time to do that. So it's not just a real checkbox hit and run. It's going to have to be some quality time. Ask them what their needs are, what we can do for them. How are things going? You know, they'll talk. I know they're busy, but the director has a minute or two they can share with us. So we're there for them, bottom line. So I'm going to let you really develop that is and how there, you like it, we'll deal with it.
Okay, well, is there a meeting that the senior center representatives attend every month?
Yes.
And is that one that I could participate in?
You'd have to ask them, but I don't see why not. They're usually open to the public, so I'm sure you would be able to attend, and that would be great. That's a good start.
Yeah, so I don't know who could give me that information. Maybe Desiree, could you give me that information of who and where? And
just call your local senior center and ask them the date and time and where the meeting is. They'll know.
We did have
a list of all that.
Evelyn, we did have a list of all that. We'll see if we can't refresh it. Maybe Pauline, I see who's online with us now. Or Desiree, we can freshen that list up.
Okay, I'm not talking about the local one. I'm talking about, I heard that there was one that the Orange County Senior Center
said.
Yes. Evelyn, your senior center director will know about the meeting because they should be participating in that meeting.
That's the one, Meredith, you have info on, right? That's that one that we were researching of all these groups that are meeting.
Right. That's more efficient. I'll send an email, Evelyn, to you and Pauline, and we'll figure it out.
Okay, thank you.
Pauline, are you with us now? Can you speak or just listen? You got your hand up. You're okay. You can hear, but you can't speak. Got it. Okay. Let's move on to members in good standing. Carolyn Inman. By the way, Carolyn, did we get all our forms in, our hourly forms? Did that seem to work well?
Well, it did. We have 29 members on the list that I have. 9 people did not fill out or send me a list. One of those was sort of excused for all time from doing it, Patty, because she's, you know, doing work that we're doing all the time.
Yeah, we'll put 8 in her for every month.
So it was about a third didn't do it and 2/3 did it, which probably, you know, was actually even a couple of people that weren't at the general meeting had mailed it or sent it or something.
Are you saying there were people at the general meeting that were in attendance that didn't do it?
No, I said that wrong then. There were people that were absent from the general meeting.
Oh, okay.
They got it to me the way that we were doing during Zoom.
But everybody in attendance did it.
Yeah. Okay. And I think the new form is extremely helpful. What I do know, even when I filled out mine, I thought, oh, I'm glad I don't have to try to look at the calendar so carefully and, you know, redo it and stuff. My question is, there has been talk about not doing hours anymore. So what I need is I need to understand if I'm supposed to send them an email and say, please email it, or depend on the meetings primarily, or what are your instructions for me? Because
I would say at this point, Carolyn, we're going to have that discussion at our next meeting, our next general meeting. We'll bring that up about, that's going to take some dialogue because I think that has an issue with our bylaws that require us to do that. So I don't think we can move on that just yet. So I would say let people know that still required minimum of 8. And if they can't make it, just call them and say, I'm going to put 8 down for you. Is that you're okay with that? So they don't have to fill anything else. I'll just give that to those that didn't do it.
Okay. And so I'll go ahead. And then Desiree, if I send an email to everybody, then I will do it. Do I have to go through Desiree?
Yes, please. That would, well, Pauline, are you okay with that? Give me a thumbs up, Pauline, if you are.
Well, it's, I understand Brown Act, you know.
Yeah, okay, she's good with that.
This is a little different because it's information only. I mean, you know, it's a process request. It's not about
it. Yeah, no, I know there's a fine line, but it's probably easier just getting the habit of doing it this way so you don't ever have to interpret when, but that's fine if you want to do it that way.
I'd rather send it myself.
I have no problem with you sending it yourself. Okay? Yes, that's okay.
And I'll just put do not reply all. But even if they did, they're replying about hours. They're not replying about.
You can put them on the BCC.
Yeah, if you BCC them, Carolyn,
oh, they can't reply all.
Yeah, BCC them, and then if they accidentally hit reply all, it doesn't go.
Oh, you send it to yourself, and then you put them on the BCC.
Right.
Okay.
Okay, Pauline, I see that you still can't speak, but you can hear us. So if you need to communicate, you can just put your thoughts on the chat there. No, we'll be good with that. So, and we will have that discussion on the forums, Carolyn. Thank you so much for your hard work. Okay, SCAC members' announcements.
Excuse me, Chair, presentation schedule. Can we discuss that?
Oh, you know what? I slid over there. Thank you.
You guys hear me? That out,
Eileen. Yes, now we can.
Okay. This is going to, it's like I've got an echo in my ear because I can see you all on the screen. I'm going to mute. I don't know what the heck is going on with my computer, guys. We've had some problems with Teams this morning, but my audio for some reason is not working. So thank you, Desiree, for giving me the number to call in on. So here I am. Yes, I've been listening to most of the meeting. And can you just tell me again, we were talking about timesheets. What was the deal with the timesheets?
The hour sheets?
Oh, the yeah. hours.
Carolyn is going to send out to those that didn't turn in. We only have a handful that didn't. Everybody who attended the meeting did turn theirs in. Carolyn is going to make a call and say, okay, unless we hear from you or you're okay with this, we'll put you down for 8 hours on the form so that we'll have everybody. I'm finding, though, it's pretty, some people want to, you know, show, hey, we put a lot of time in this. Please feel free to add that on there. That's always very helpful. Mm-hmm. If you've done a lot of work and you want to get recognition for it, it does help us to make our case of the hours that our volunteers put in. So please don't let that deter you from that. Meredith, go ahead. Presentation schedule, please.
There's no changes since the presentation schedule that I talked about at our last general meeting. So we have
we're still good with that. Perfect. And that one.
My question is, I see that we have excellent programs scheduled through May, but when are we going to talk about meeting our purpose and making a presentation or request to the Board of Supervisors?
You came on late, Elaine, that we are meeting individually with the supervisors, and our first one will be the chair, Don Wagner. My colleague, who's his chief of staff, is putting that together. So when we meet with them, we're going to ask them what their needs are and what their wants are.
No, I understand that, Gene. You and I had that discussion, but we've got presentations scheduled all the way through May. So when is the goal for us to actually start working on this? Because it looks like maybe nothing in the first half of the year.
Well, I'm going to wait and see what the supervisors tell us. If they say we'd like to hear this and whenever the month they want to hear it, that's when we'll move to and we'll bump. If we have a presentation, we'll bump it. We're going to see what we need to do. We're not sure that we even need to go in front of them. It could be as simple as Pauline representing us going in front of them. We had talked about that too. So, but you're right. We need to have, what are they going to go with? Well, we have to have that discussion.
Can I jump in just for a second?
Sure.
I'd like to talk with you and Meredith offline about meeting with the Board of Supervisors. I have some suggestions on that one because I certainly don't want to, you know, go in there without a plan or waste their time or anything. But we can talk offline about that.
Will do. Okay. Thank you. But Elaine's point is well made. We want to make sure that we schedule that time. But Elaine, it may not be us doing that, is what I'm saying. It may be Pauline making that presentation. We won't go in front of them.
Okay, but I'm just saying, do we have a goal as far as when we would be doing that?
No, what you're looking for, I guess, is a save the date. And let's take a look at the calendar. We're really hard-pressed to do that until I hear from the supervisors themselves, but how critical it is for them to get this information. It may be Meredith's got us up for 6 months or maybe the seventh month or eighth month after that. That's when we'll look and see.
Because this is something that all the standing committees that they work towards. So they need to know what that date is so they can be gathering their information to provide to the full SCAC.
Exactly. Very good. Let's put that in a minute so I can remind myself to follow up with that. Okay, so we've got a good presentation schedule. You've been doing a great job with that, Meredith. Thank you so much. And as we hear good programs, remember, don't forget to let Meredith know that. So. Okay, let's go around. Carolyn, have you got anything?
I was just mainly concerned about the hours.
Okay.
And you've given, a decision on that. I don't think I have anything else at this time.
Very good. How, Barbara, I'm just going by my screen. So Barbara, anything? You're muted, Barbara. You're muted.
There we go.
There you go.
Yeah, I'm on the Wellbeing Reimagined Committee, and we had as a project promoting the Answers book. And what I did was at our Oasis Senior Center, the first Friday of each month, we have a general meeting and we have in excess of 100 people attending. And wow. So I'm going to do a presentation at the meeting and I'll have books there for people. And since we can always get more of them, I thought that was really a great way to promote it. And most of the people at the center know me. So anyway,
no, that was excellent, Barbara, having those books available at our general meeting and distributed. And I know a lot of people took a bundle of them so they could do exactly what you did. So thank you for your efforts on that. All right, Elaine?
Yeah, actually, I took a big stack of about 50 that I'm going to be providing to the Laguna Niguel Women's Club. So, Jean, you might want to ask your wife to
give. You know, that's a great idea because she looked at it and she liked it. So I may do it.
And most of the members are seniors. I mean,
I'm painfully aware of that.
Necessarily, they're still very active seniors. Yes. So they're not necessarily participating.
They're the young olds.
So they're not participating in the senior center activities because those books are readily available there. So right. This is just finding
exactly a different group.
Yeah.
Good point. Thank you, Elaine. That's a great idea. Okay, Sandy?
Yes, I did the same thing. I was sort of surprised the director of our Lake Forest, we like to call ourselves 50 plus, she wasn't aware of the book. And so we went over it and then I'm going to do the same thing. We had a stack at the center and they were all picked up, but everybody kind of forgot about it. So I thought it was interesting because when I was an ombudsman, we had to deliver those. So mm-hmm. I've known about them for years. So it wasn't anything new to me, but you know, you can't ever assume everybody knows everything is what I learned.
Well, maybe that's something we need to look at. Maybe having one of all volunteers start doing exactly what you're suggesting, Sandy, or a number of them. That may be something, Evelyn, you may want to think about too, having our folks, as they make contact, distribute those if they're not getting them.
Yeah, right. You know, this used to be, it was a function of the Council on Aging and they would, you know, make sure that these were out. But during COVID, a lot of practices stopped.
Yeah.
And we can't assume, this is showing us, we can't assume that everything that was pre-COVID has now come back.
Good point.
It's,
and
you know,
if we can do it.
We're doing things differently. And also in a lot of areas, there's less labor. There's less people.
And there's new people because people retired and the new people came on that don't know what happened before.
Right.
Yeah. Well, if there's any way that we can assist our Office on Aging, this would be a great way to do it. So if we can help. Evelyn, I think you had another comment.
Oh, I was just going to say that I wasn't at that meeting, so I'm not quite sure which book you're talking about. Is it the resource book that
Answer?
You see the book that it's hard to see that, Meredith.
I know, because of my background.
Were you at the November meeting? Because we also had six of them there.
Yes. Okay, so that's what I was thinking, that one. So those have not been distributed yet?
Oh, they have. The new ones haven't yet.
Okay. Thank you. Right. I will do some thinking.
Okie doke. I think we're losing Meredith, and I know Sandy. You needed to go too. And I think
I'm
still good.
Okay, let's get over to Pauline. Did you want to say anything?
Just real quick, since I think we last met, I don't know if Meredith, if you've already covered this, let me know. But there was a meeting of the Bylaws Ad Hoc Committee. I was happy to sit in and listen to that. And great suggestions coming out of there. We are going to kind of take, I believe, a more in-depth look at the bylaws going forward, because we certainly don't want to be coming back to the board every 2 years. To change the bylaws. So with regards to the master plan for aging for the county, that is moving along quite well. Claudia and I are meeting with Advance OC every other week. We have an internal staff meeting one week, and then we have a meeting with Advance OC on the off week. And we're in the process of kind of delineating, you know, what needs to go into the needs assessment, who the key stakeholders are, who the players are. So that's moving along nicely. And that's kind of my report for now. I am looking forward in March, I believe, to taking over from Desiree. A little nervous about doing that. I'm going to be, you know.
You're doing a great job, Pauline.
Yes,
you're doing
a great job for us. And hopefully you'll have no computer problems that day, Pauline.
Hopefully. But seriously, though, I have to thank Desiree for all her work, because now getting into the details of trying to manage five committees, it's not an easy task. So thank you, Desiree, for all your hard work on that.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you. We appreciate it. Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
No, that's it. Go ahead, Jean.
Can you hang on with Meredith and I after we adjourn?
I can. I have another. Well, actually, no, I can't, because I've got another meeting coming up in 4 minutes.
Okay. All right. But then we'll have to reschedule it. And we'll make sure that in fact, Pauline, if you take the bull by the horns on that, pick a date and time and we'll make it work, or we'll adjust accordingly.
No,
I just had an announcement. I just put two of Leading Age California's sponsor bills into the chat. That involve seniors, of course. One increases the amount of affordable housing that would be dedicated to seniors based on their population size. Right now it's capped at 15%, which doesn't equal the population size of older adults in California. And then another one is a rental subsidy for older adults that are part of that missing middle that may become homeless because they have a financial blip, and it would give them some extra rental assistance in order to stay housed.
That's good to know, Mara. Thank you. Because I sit on a number of legislative update groups. Almost virtually every committee I'm on, or every group I'm with, they have a legislative update, as does Elaine. So this would be good to know that these two are out there, and then we start keeping an eye on them. There's a tendency on those groups. I know OCTA, OCFA, all have a legislative committee, ACCOC, League of Cities. But we really don't focus on the senior stuff. So we need to bring that, only because no one raises it. So if we raise that issue, they will start tracking it and let us know what the status is of going on.
And the one that has no cost to it is SB 17. So that's the easier one, I think, to talk about. It just reallocates the percentage of housing that will be going towards older adults.
That's always a plus.
What are the numbers again for both of them?
It's on the chat there, but it's SB 17. It ties the 15% senior goal in the 9% to the ACS consensus data, so that funding for affordable senior housing will be increased a proportion to the size of the senior population. That's a big plus. So it's not capped. It's what's the size of your senior population. And then there's SB 37, Caballero, same guy, creates a rent subsidy program for older adults and people with disabilities to end and prevent homelessness. So there's two there. That's SB 37 and SB 17.
Thank you.
Caballero is the sponsoring legislator. Okay, well, with that, I promised I'd get you guys out of here on time. So our next meeting is March 24th, 9:30. That will be in person, and that'll be at the Senior Center. I'm the Senior Center. It may be the Senior Center. The Office on Aging on Grand.
It's going to be at the Office on Aging on Grand.
Oh, well, then, Pauline, there will be no technical difficulties.
Right.
No.
Okay, well, that we are adjourned, and thank you. Have a wonderful day. Stay warm, dry. Watch out for the frequent hail and lightning that appears to periodically strike us. So,
crazy.
Have at it. Hey, Lane, can you give me a call when we get off here, please?
Sure.
Okay. All right, guys.
Thanks for being here.